Hey kids, have you heard about the ramp?
Did you say the ramp?
Hey, somebody's got the ramp!
It's the latest fun time plaything with a mighty physical challenge for obese kids like you.
Yay!
The ramp has a crazy 12-foot climb up an amazing 15-degree incline.
Whoa, the ramp is intense.
Kids can run up the ramp, or walk up, or walk halfway up, run out of breath, and roll back down.
I'm almost at the top.
Half of my face is numb.
Todd's having a stroke.
Not everyone can handle the ramp, but once you get to the top, you can say,
I don't want to play with this anymore. It's too hard.
Come on, everybody. Get on the ramp.
BBC World Service. You scientists sometimes come up with things like this.
What he wrote is the first scientifically documented account of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard duck.
And the threat to farmers in Madagascar of cocoa bandits.
In Arkansas, the state IQ is a median of about 76. The state flower is meth, and the state bird is roadkill. You're listening to The Inner Side.
Earlier this week, the Koch brothers, the billionaires behind Koch Industries, numerous conservative causes, and all things terrible, issued a letter to all of their employees encouraging them to vote Romney. While there has been much speculation about the content of the letter, the final edition has uncovered the dictation of the letter itself and would like to allow you, the listener, to make your own judgments. Here now, Charles Koch.
Greetings all serfs, laborers, and double-digit percenters, blah 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 blah, Charles Koch here, or Charlie T. Moneybags, as I'm known around the water cooler. Just kidding, I'm never around the water cooler. Anyway, as I'm sure even common folk know, there is an election coming up. Now, despite what you may hear from nearly every major news outlet in the world, we don't care who you vote for. But, that being said, if that socialist commie Obama gets reelected, well, unfortunately, there will be consequences. Number one, bye-bye holiday bonus. If Obama gets a second term, you better not rush to install that in-ground pool and be inviting Cousin Eddie over anytime soon. The money designated for holiday bonuses will be immediately funneled into a fund for a 2016 Santorum Aiken campaign.
No, 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 call me the quitter. No, no.
Well, apparently, you know, my daughter is in the next room and you get up there talking about that.
You know what?
I'm using a lot of self-control right now, sir.
My ex-wife was crushed by what you did.
I had nothing to do with that, and you know it.
I called you, and
I told you I had nothing to do with
it.
I didn't have anything to do with it, and yet you brought it up anyway.
We are going
to
take a break.
And what it boils down to is what she said you did to her.
And we'll be right back. You are listening to KFAI.
Did you do it or not?
This morning's program is a partnership between KFAI, Mature Voices Minnesota, and Patch.com, a website providing neighborhood news.
You want a definition of legitimate rape? Just look at my tax return t-shirts, which, by the way, are for sale to any interested employees at a very fair Romney-esque price of $200. Numero two, shorter work weeks.
Unforgivable for you or anyone else to interrupt a program in progress.
As we've made clear multiple times, Obamacare infringes on Americans' right to choose. Specifically, it infringes on our right to choose between providing adequate health care
or getting another couple of yachts. In fact, in the beginning, they didn't even have names. In the original treatment, the Howells were referred to only as a well-to-do middle-aged couple taking their yearly extensive vacation trip. It wasn't until the pilot episode that the Howells inherited their fortune. Their elitist attitude, however, was well in place right from the beginning. In the treatment, Sherwood wrote, "It's only a matter of time before Mr. and Mrs. middle-aged couple form a country club on Gilligan's Island, and you may rest assured that they will be the only two who will be able to meet the membership requirements."
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising.
Major U.S. stock and bond markets were closed again on Tuesday, a day after Hurricane Sandy swept through New York City. The area around Wall Street was part of a mandatory evacuation zone, and with the storm surge, water rose above seawalls, flooding streets in lower Manhattan.
How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising.
This is the first time since 1888 that bad weather is forcing the New York Stock Exchange to close for two consecutive days.
Well, the hives are gone. I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising.
The timing of the storm could be difficult for Wall Street. At the end of each month, fund managers price their portfolios for clients.
But the whole thing sounds so darn democratic.
Do you understand the principle involved? After all, you're a man of ethics.
Sure know how to cut a man, don't you? All right, I hereby officially place myself under hot arrest.
Oh, no, Mr. Howell, you can't go back to your hut when you're under arrest. You have to go to the... to where we got to put him?
I don't know. We've never talked about that.
Market analyst Michael Farr, author of The Arrogance Cycle, says losing 2 days of trading can make it difficult to assess the real value of stocks and mutual funds.
Where are we going to put them?
I don't know. We've never talked about that.
Well, there's only one thing we can do.
Best in your convent.
Oh. Lovey. I've been framed. I'll appeal. I'll take it to Supreme Court. I'll go even higher. Rules Committee of the Newport Country Club.
Ah! 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising.
They have to be priced with real market time prices. If you don't have a real market print, you have to show the last close, so you really don't get a real accurate sense.
Experts say closing the stock market can have an impact on world markets.
Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising.
Not complete, of course.
Damages caused by Hurricane Sandy are estimated at $20 billion, plus $30 billion more in lost business, according to IHS Global Insight, a financial forecaster. Some economists say the storm could cut 0.6% from U.S. economic growth in the fourth quarter of the year. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
We gotta hit for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
This fall, Charles and David, two kooky billionaires, try to make it on their own to Wisconsin. It's a tea party of fun. Check listings. Local crimes may vary.
With diamonds or gold or even silver. What would you like to find in it?
Rock Hudson.
Oh, I just wonder what's in there. I can hardly stand the suspense.
Professor, Ginger. Oh, look. Oh, there's smoke on the other side of the island.
Girls, I'm afraid we may be in for some trouble.
You're listening to the Inner Side radio program. Much more fun than a crank habit that finally causes you to blow out your kitchen window with a shotgun because you thought you saw Rodan.
Someone's going to have to remove the access panel and crawl inside.
How do we do that?
I have this stick of crude dynamite that I made.
Welcome to the final edition election night coverage. We'll be with you all night with our entire news staff waiting to report on anything whatsoever.
We'll wait for returns, analyze the returns we don't have, and speculate wildly on election results that are just going to happen the way they're going to happen no matter what we do or say.
Let's head over to Dan Jatico at Romney headquarters. Dan, what's it look like over there?
Carol, Governor Romney is still campaigning, even at this late hour. Right now, he's going around demanding that President Obama apologize for something or other.
There must be someone else living on the island.
You're right, Professor.
What a tireless candidate.
Since nothing is happening, let me ask you a hypothetical question. If Governor Romney lost, how do you think he'd react?
He would probably be disappointed.
Do you think he would cut himself?
Hey, I know how he can be saved.
Gilligan, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, Skipper, I won't tell you about the plane up there.
Plane!
It could be.
Another hypothetical. Do you think Superman could ever get cancer?
I had a dream. We're trying to
look, Gilligan, we haven't got time to talk about your dreams.
It's completely unscientific, absolutely absurd, violates every rule of common sense, and is completely contrary to the rules of logic and intelligence.
You have no faith, Professor.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but we've got to check in with Jane Cooper at President Obama's headquarters. Jane, is there any news?
No, everyone is standing around looking at each other, waiting, waiting.
An item just in from Buenos Aires. The winning Argentinian sweepstakes first prize ticket has just been drawn.
Hey, I bought a ticket in that sweepstakes.
4, 8, 15, 16, and 23 with the mega number 42.
I've got the winning ticket.
And there it is. Vice President Joe Biden just made a racist joke about Norway.
Whoa, we haven't been at war with them in a while.
Not since the Vikings. Thanks, Jane. Now, let's go 250 miles above Earth's surface to our correspondent, Luther Robinson, in the International Space Station. Luther, what do you see from up there?
The Earth looks blue and far away.
Thanks, Luther. We also have correspondent Will Chandler at the Ron Paul headquarters. Will?
The Ron Paul headquarters is holding its own Ron Paul presidential election, in which the only candidate is Ron Paul.
Are there any results so far?
Yes, as usual, Ron Paul is getting about 10% of the vote.
Sorry to cut you off, Will, but we just got word the Board of Elections in Kenosha, Wisconsin has counted one vote.
Shock. Amnesia is still a medical mystery. It could last a day, a week, or 20 years.
Isn't there something you can do?
Well, I've read where hypnosis has been used in cases like this.
The professor says that Marianne's in shock. He's going to have to try and hypnotize her.
Hypnotize her? Oh, boy.
I see someone from the lands beyond. Do you know anyone who recently passed away whose name begins with L?
Madam Sherry, who will win Pennsylvania, and will I ever have children?
We've never talked about that.
Well, there's only one thing we can do.
This is Jane back at Obama headquarters, and the president is now speaking.
Oh, is it a concession speech or a victory speech?
Neither. He's just talking about stuff.
No, I don't think the crab dip is vegetarian. I think it contains crab.
This is Dan back at Republican headquarters. Governor Romney is demanding that Obama apologize to the seafood industry.
And I just received news that Washburn County, Ohio has counted 10 votes. 9 are for Barack Obama, and 1 is a write-in for Ron Paul.
Fox News is calling Washburn County for Romney.
Now let's check in with Luther in the space station. Luther, how are things in orbit?
We're all drunk, and now we're going to go outside and walk around.
Okay, tell us if you die.
We'll return with 18 more hours of coverage after this.
And now the final edition's finance feature, Money or Die. Global airplane giant Airbus today announced a dramatic new departure in air travel, a modification of its 850-seat megaplane, the A380, called the Airbus A001. Our Stone Peck has the story.
Airlines, strapped by high costs, are looking for profit margins from their globetrotting business and first-class passengers, a.k.a. the 1%. And that's what the Airbus A001 is all about. Airbus's chief of marketing, Henri de Navarre.
To lure the 1%, the fancy rich, we must design first class to be ever more bigger and luxurious. But we feel for the 99%. The coach people, of course, we are a society of fraternité, égalité. The people have the right to fly too. But why must they trudge through the corridors of privilege on the way to the cattle stalls in coach? That is not just. So, the A001 is in two distinct sections with a completely separate entrance for the 99%.
Okay, and how do these two sections lay out?
In front of the wings is a huge class where 100 luxe deluxe passengers enjoy wonderful amenities. Cabins with lap pools and wood-burning fireplaces, a personal sushi chef, individual champagne fountains, and onboard escort service.
And behind the wings?
Premium class can carry 700 to 1,000 premium passengers, depending on national obesity levels. They sit there in the sleek, minimalist wooden benches designed by Philippe Stark, with just a hint of cushion, plus all-body safety belts with big, bold, bronzy buckles from Christian Lacroix.
And their amenities?
In the event of an emergency, a Neutrogen mask will drop from the panel above you. You place it over your mouth, so, and inhale an organic dietary supplement melange with little squirts of the delicious water of Evian.
So, in premium, no one is allowed to move?
There is no need, and no space. Finally, wealthy Arab and Asian passengers have a way to take wives and female relatives along in accordance with Islamic law. It's fantastic.
To show how the A001 works in practice, Monsieur de Navarre took me on a test flight at Airbus's headquarters in Toulouse, France.
So, the 99% people in back cannot be afforded by the airline without the 1% people in front. So, for once, it is not the Wall Street billionaires stealing blind Main Street thousandaires. Business bails out the people.
How do business class travelers feel about that? Joanna Gattopardo is a software entrepreneur from Cupertino, California.
I spend 85% of my life in the air, always in, you know, the front. The sky-high fares I pay are a form of indirect taxation, but I'm cool with that. As an Obama Democrat, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling knowing that, thanks to me, ordinary folks are enjoying air travel they can't actually afford. It's a model of the economy as a whole.
And you can live with this model?
Sure, so long as I'm not asked to die with it, okay? I mean, say we experience a significant loss of altitude, i.e. the plane hurtles to Earth in an uncontrolled Mach 2 dive filled with screaming humans. Why should we end up the same charred human burger as the moochers in the back? We're paying the freight. We've earned our freedom. Freedom from fiery death.
Henri, how do you respond to that need?
That is the whole point of A001. We are flying over the Pyrenees at 35,000 feet to the epicenter of a major electric storm. We hope this will provoke a life-threatening mid-flight incident, such as systems failure, a power loss, a pilot dysfunction, rudder loss, exploding fuel tanks. Oh, let's listen to Coach so we can hear their response to this possible catastrophe. The pilot has had an epileptic fit. Excellent. In this event, the A001 is designed to jettison the entire rear half of the aircraft. Listen. The fourth section flies safely on. We instantly grow a new tail section, auxiliary engine, and fuel supply. The wing-to-body ratio of our much shorter plane triples its ability to survive adverse weather. Our range of 7,500 kilometers means we will definitely make safe landfall.
What about the 1,000 people in coach?
Massive parachutes have already deployed to lower the abandoned hulk safely to solid ground. Or sea. This takes from 2 to 48 hours. Our cost-risk department calculates that 80% of the equipment can be salvaged, as can most of the premium passengers, except for those stupid enough to unfasten their seatbelts or disobey the recordings.
Fred Gattopardo, how do you feel? Oh, this must be Mrs. Gattopardo.
You really think on a flight like this, I'd be caressing my naked wife's thigh stone? No, this is Maya Lin, my Eurasian net pet. Hey, baby, whip some skull on me.
How do you feel about Airbus's new class system?
A win-win for all concerned. Before, an in-flight incident meant hundreds of gruesome deaths, the loss of a $275 million plane, and crippling liability for the carrier. Now a few folks may get triaged, but liability is manageable. The equipment survives, and most important, so do we. The business class who keeps every major airline flying leaves to fly another day. Meet the future of the global economy. You crash, we fly on. End of story.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by a grant from NetPets.
Announcing NetPets, fractional ownership of your very own travel companion. Your leased NetPet will join you on your private jet for as many hours a month as you desire. Always ravishing and medically certified, your NetPet will make those long hauls to Europe and Asia a whole lot shorter. NetPets come in male and female models, or both, for the adventurous. For real savings, we also offer fully reconditioned, pre-owned NetPets. And of course, at the end of any lease, there's always the option to buy. P.S. Billing will appear on your credit card as Jet Snacks Incorporated.
Now up here on the left, we have the official logo of the Obama campaign, and that's a big O, which of course stands for him. And below that, there are several stripes, which indicate the homosexual movement. In other words, the rainbow flag. And below Obama's logo, we have two stripes and three stripes, which look much more like streaks of blood. Now, some people don't like this kind of perversion of the American flag because it is very satanic. Now, first of all, the big O looks like the Illuminati all-seeing eye, which is very similar to the all-seeing eye on your dollar bill. And of course, as my regular subscribers know, the two stripes over three represent the Antichrist. because 2 over 3 is the number 0.666. Now, I doubt very much if the designers of this plague really knew what they were doing. I don't think they wanted a satanic plague with satanic imagery, but maybe they consider that perfect for the Obama campaign.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley and Toot Shell, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Kevin Janis, and Jeff Chrysler. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Ron Placone, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Weird YouTube Jesus Obama guy, courtesy of Scooter from KPFT in Houston, and our comedy classic, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, written by Eric Idle and performed in Monty Python's Life of Brian. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition LLC, copyright 2012.
That was our good friends at Final Edition Radio Hour. In the mix with some Johnny Cash, CyberZen Sound Engine, Hellpo Pewee, The Skipper, Gilligan, Thurston Howell III floating around in there. You've been listening to The Inner Side, produced for Pacifica Radio in Houston. This and all previous Inner Side radio programs are available on the internets. Simply alert the CIA with your Google. Search The Inner Side. You can fiend me on Facebook from there if you like. Check out the new Skeptics podcast with myself, the lovely and talented Joe Dixon, and the mysterious Sean Ewald on iTunes, Stitcher, or Skeptiles.com. It's definitely safe for work if you happen to work in an anarchist strip club. My name is Scooter, reminding you that if you're planning on bailing out Wall Street this evening, don't forget to bring some buckets. And I'll see y'all next week.
Stop us, this one.